If you're a future Libby lawyer, there's an exciting step I'm guessing you haven't taken yet. What is it? Figuring out the type of badass lady lawyer you should be. How do you do that? Well, let us tell you.
A longtime friend of the podcast and kick-ass new lawyer coach, Angela Borpal, has put together a free What Type of Lawyer Should I Be quiz. This is a 90-second quiz designed to reveal the type of law that will best fit your interests, career goals, and lifestyle. Can I get a yes, please? So, don't wait another second. Go to whattypeoflawyerquiz.com to take the first step towards your dream future lawyering life. And then make sure and send us a DM on Instagram to let us know what type of lawyer you got. We can't wait to nerd out over it with you.
And welcome back to Ladies Who Law School podcast. I'm Sam.
And I'm Haley.
And this week, we are just catching up with you guys, updating you on what we've been up to, talking a little bit about what a licensed legal intern is. I know a lot of states have similar programs, so we're just going to touch on that. And then we have a announcement from one of our sponsors.
All right, let's dive in. So Samantha, what have you been up to? Since we last chatted with everyone, we finished finals and we've been away for a few weeks, probably about 4 or 5 weeks. I don't know how long, but yeah, share with the group what you've been up to.
So right after finals, okay, so I guess background, Haley and I got a bunch of the podcast work done before finals so we could kind of relax and do final. I mean, yeah, we're laughing because it's, you know, relax in quotations. Relax podcast wise while we study for finals, yes. Which rip to us, but we get grades. The week that you're listening to this episode, we'll get grades sometime. So that should be fun and dandy. I think also just like side note on grades, you know, we've had this spiel quite a few times now, you know, grades don't define you. And I know it can be really hard, right, when you're in a competitive environment, if you're someone like me who you want to think that grades don't really affect you, but then, you know, they do at some points. But just keep on reminding yourself that you can literally end up wherever you want to be without the grades. You just need to pass, honestly, guys. So if that's where you're at right now, be confident in your abilities and know that you, if you're in 2L, you've made it this far. You're not going to go anywhere. If you're a 1L getting your spring grades back, like you're going to be fine. And if you ever need someone to talk to, go to our Facebook page. You can DM us on Instagram. The Facebook page, you'll probably get an answer sooner, but you know, we're here for you guys and grades can be tough.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we, like Samantha said, we did some podcast stuff ahead of time, you know, time management, right? Yeah. After we finished finals, we went our separate ways. It's also really funny. We'll just tell you guys this. This is a little friendship thing. We don't usually not see each other for like a long time.
We see each other
like every day,
every single day. Like it's like, if I'm not home, I'm at Haley's. If Haley's not at home, she's at my place. It's, you know, it's almost like we're dependent on each other,
codependency.
But it's okay. Cause yeah, you know, yeah, we enjoy each other's company and we get each other, and that's why everything works out so
yes,
well,
you know, we're helping each other through this process. But when Samantha, she went on a nice, beautiful beach vacation and, you know, I didn't see her for a little bit longer than two weeks. And we were just like texting each other and everything, you know, normal stuff. But it was like, as soon as we got back together, we just hit the ground running and we're getting ready for summer for you guys, you know, trying to plan out some good content and have good sponsorships for you guys and things like that. So we definitely took a little bit of time for ourselves. While Samantha was in Puerto Rico, though, I was studying for the LLI test. And it's really funny. I'll just share this with you guys too, you know, the time frame of everything, because as you guys know, I didn't pass the NPRE, and I really believe that it was because I didn't give myself the true amount of time that I needed. And being able to do finals, finish, I took like, you know, a little bit of time off, but also going back to the craziness that we are as law students, you kind of get to a point where you're like, I'm anxious. I need to do something. So I studied for the LLI test, which is a licensed legal intern. And basically, you know, it's rules that our Oklahoma Bar Association produce. And then I also had to take the professional responsibility, other half. So what, not only was I learning these rules, but I was also brushing up on legal professions. And, you know, that part gave me the most anxiety. And I just want to be really upfront and honest with you guys, because I was so nervous. I had a complete and total mental breakdown while I was at home. And it was so beautiful in the sense too, because I needed it. I needed to cry and say that I wasn't going to be able to do this. And I needed to just feel the feelings I was feeling with someone I trusted, of course, my mother. And at the same time, I told her what I needed, and I was able to like really get a good partner out of the situation, you know, and she was there for me the whole study process. And when I passed, she cried, like we were both crying, you know, so it was just such a good bonding experience. You just miss that, right? Like, even though I didn't have you here or my sister, or these other people who are big supporters in our life, you know, you go and you do things a little differently, which can sometimes cause anxiety, you know, like I'm not in my normal study space. I'm not doing these normal things, but you can still be successful. And I was so freaking nervous. You guys, I was texting Samantha, texting everybody. And the most beautiful part was they were all there for me and they were all encouraging me. And they were telling me that I could do it. And going back to Samantha and I's friendship and being with each other all the time, we are codependent on each other to keep the other accountable, and the positive vibes that we have in this journey, but also to like tell each other that we can do it and that, you know, you are capable. And I feel like there's so many times where I have felt really incapable. And if it weren't for her or these other people in my life, you know, even when Samantha couldn't be there for me, you know, other people step up and they're around, and oh, it's so needed.
Yeah. And that's why it's so important to have a support system in law school, you know, people that are going to encourage you. I know it is common in law school to kind of ride that negative wave. And I know that we get into mindsets sometimes where we're just like, frick law school. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even want to be here. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I doing this? But that's just not the mindset. I personally have been working on just being more positive, right? You know, like in a group message that I'm in, you know, some people are like, oh, I'm, you know, going to cry when grades come out, stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, we've all been here. We've all passed thus far. We're not going to go anywhere. We're 3Ls. Let's be positive. Like, why ride that negative wave, right? So I just want to, and you know, that's why I was telling Haley when I was texting her, like, dude, you got this, like you've studied, you know this, like don't ever think that you can't, because the moment that you think you can't, you're not gonna do your best. Yeah. So just in your head, you have to remind yourself, I can do this. I can do this. I mean, I still get into situations, like example, when I start talking about my internship in a second, you know, it's funny because like you get to these points in your life where you get the internship, you get the job, you know, pass the test. And then it's like, even at that point, it's still hard to like stay positive and be like, I can do this, right?
Confident.
And confident, yeah. Because, you know, it's that imposter syndrome. It's yes. Like, so we'll get into that. But since passing your test, yeah. Now you're at work. Mm-hmm. And how does that change having this license? And I guess update us on what you've been working on, because we both had our first full week. Well, not full week because it was Memorial Day,
yeah.
But our first week of work. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, going off the first full week, you're right with it being not having Monday. And that makes me horrified for next week because I'm thinking like, gosh, it was so long. But maybe it's a positive thing to start out a little slower, you know? So with the license, it's basically a limited license to practice law. And just saying that is freaking cool, right? So a lot of other states have similar acts or similar programs that law students can participate in. And, you know, they're like third year acts. And a lot of people who take this test, you have to basically complete your 2L year. And by the time you go through character and fitness, you have completed it. You know, the classes that you need to take, usually at our school and most schools in Oklahoma, you're already met by the spring semester of your 2L year. But I'll be honest with you guys, the process of getting in and taking the test and passing all the, you know, necessary hoops that you have to jump through, takes a little bit. So third year rule, I can practice. And that's crazy, right? Limitedly. And a lot of what I do is in federal court, so it doesn't really allow me to participate. I can observe, of course, and go in and they're like, oh, this is my licensed intern. You know, she's going to hang out with us for the day in this deposition. But in state court, I can do any small claims by myself, no supervising attorney. So under $10,000, and then over $10,000, which is a lot of what me and Samantha are going to be doing this summer, you can do certain things without your attorney, and then you can even participate in court proceedings with your attorney, meaning you could sit second chair, you could argue in front of the judge, you can, you know, be a true lawyer, and it's insane to me. I'm just like, whoa!
You can literally conduct an entire deposition on your own. So that's exciting, because yeah. I know that's, you know, we both had practice depositions this year in pretrial class, but it's a whole nother ball game when you're in the real world, guys.
Yeah.
So.
And against like opposing counsel and the objections, and they're like not your friend in class. You know, they're not just trying to object because that's what the teacher wants. They're objecting because they're angry. So yeah, we can do depositions, friendly suits, uncontested divorces and adoption proceedings and different things like that, right? We can take care of for our supervising attorney, which is a really big part of it, of being a licensed legal intern, because basically that person is telling the bar that they're taking you under their wing and they're going to teach you everything they know. At least that's what we hope, right? But at my personal work, I mean, it was just a great feeling because I had taken off for a good 5 or 6 weeks to do finals and have a little bit of time off. In my mind, that's what I thought, but I really was studying for the LLI. And it was nice to come back and be like, guys, guess what? I passed. And my attorney was so proud of me, of course. And he was like, oh, you better be careful with what you tell me, because I'll be giving you all these things to do. And, you know, in my mind, I got a little nervous, you know, that imposter syndrome creeps in, but at the same time, it's like, you got to learn sometimes. So it's better whenever you have someone that can help guide you through the process, you know, but I mean, I did a lot of, it was just right back into the swing of things of what I had done last semester, calling people. And I will tell you guys this, that a few of the cases that I worked on a lot last semester, calling witnesses and just going through discovery and just really trying to find, you know, the smoking gun, especially in employment law, that is a thing. And it helped. It really helped in settling the cases and going through mediation for the cases. And that really was a fulfilling, you know, outlook on the job. And sometimes I hate, you know, I called so many people in my previous jobs that whenever you tell someone, oh, I'm good on the phone, not like I'm good on the phone, but like, I'm okay, I can do it. Then they're like, hey, we have 80 people for you to call. And you're like, oh, cause it sucks to get not answered.
And I feel like for you, now that you've been at this job for a pretty, like, what, 6-7 months, that you've probably been able to see the beginning of a lawsuit and like how it goes through, and probably the ones that, you know, are settled and mediated and all that, like you get to see it from the beginning, and I'm sure that feels like cool. And
yeah and I definitely haven't seen it from the absolute beginning. I've seen some cases come in and they're still sitting there about to go to discovery or something, things like that. But to see the case, you realize litigation takes so long, plus the end game of the litigation game is so important, right? Those last quarter of the football game or something, you know, and how talking to your client, talking to people that they knew at work and people that worked for these same people, you can find out so much. And some people are not willing to talk to you. You find that out really quick too. And they'll lie, you know, and you're like, but I have this down right here that you said this. And they're like, no. So you just sometimes get lucky and sometimes you don't. So I kind of have to cherish those good moments, because I feel like now that I'm calling so many people, you know, the odds are not in my favor. But just the perseverance of, you know, so many lawyers don't have time to call witnesses, you know. So it really is helpful to the case, and it's nice to be told that. And it really actually helped the case, you know. So share with everybody about your job. We all know how you got it now, but what's it like, dude? Like, your first full week at this firm that's a take on big law in Oklahoma City. Like, what are you thinking about it? What are you doing? What kind of law do they do? Give it to us all.
Okay, guys. So I guess if you're new, I'll just give you a brief synopsis of my journey. I love saying that. Okay, so I interned at criminal law basically all before this internship, decided it wasn't for me. So Haley encouraged me to reach out to firms. And I guess this is a little good lesson. Let's just make this into a little lesson on how to get an internship when, you know, there's no other options, right? Because I, you know, I didn't qualify for OCIs yet, even though I was making okay grades. Like, it's hard, right? Yeah. So I couldn't go that route, and that cut a lot of firms out of what I was able to do. Honestly, if I don't know, I just don't know. I would have never tried, right? I emailed and I basically told them, you know, I really like what you guys do. I had met some of the attorneys prior, so I name dropped them. And it's funny because yesterday as I was leaving work, the receptionist and I were talking. She's like, you know, I saw that email when you came in, when it came in, and I was the one who forwarded it. And I was like, wow, like, you know, look where we are now. So, okay. First day, obviously I'm nervous because I don't know what I'm walking into. Mm-hmm. At all. I'm like, I'm so nervous, guys.
Seriously. Which is normal for your first day. Yeah. I want to validate that because you just, like you said, it's the unknown.
Yeah. And I, you know, the week prior while I was in Puerto Rico, I was like, should I be brushing up on my like pro skills? Like, should I, you know, seriously, I was like, should I be like, you know, going over stuff? I was like, no, I'm just gonna, you know, I know it. Like, I know the stuff.
Yeah.
So, I get to work and okay. So this is the difference of like where I was and where I am now. I'm having to learn how to bill hours and all these software things that big firms have that it takes training. Like you can't just like open it up and know how to use it. And I need to be, it's just a whole nother ball game, guys, like whole nother ball game, caseload, et cetera. So basically I got my own office, which was really fun. So, you know, I'm going to decorate that. I'll show you guys pics when that's done. But yeah, everyone was really nice. They introduced me to some of the attorneys. We went to lunch and it was kind of slow the first few days because, you know, I was new and people were still not, I mean, I was still meeting people like on Friday that I hadn't met before. So I finally got an assignment and, tried my best at it. He purposely didn't give me a sample so he could see like what I could do. And I put it, you know, knowing me, I put it in a chart format and he's like, you know what? This format is perfect for like discovery in general. Like this is what I like, but I need you to put what all the stuff that you put in this chart in a memo format. And I was like, ding, ding, ding. Didn't even think of that. It's just things that you learn, you know?
Yeah.
So now I got to do that. And I guess I'll give you a glimpse into the practice areas that they have because it's just, it's quite a bit. So they do insurance defense. That's like a big part. They do employment law. They do wills. They do oil and gas, business law, civil litigation, just generally, all of it,
yeah.
Essentially, securities. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's a definitely a learning curve. At first I was very nervous. I, you know, told my supervisor, I was like, I just feel like, you know, I'm nervous because I don't know anything. And they're like, we know you don't know anything. Right. So that was encouraging. I guess cool thing. I got to sit in this like deposition, mock deposition. And I got to, it was literally like 6 hours long. And I got to see what a real deposition looks like. And we were prepping the witness and, you know, the planning that goes behind some of these big cases, like the team, it's like the teams of lawyers, right? Like I've never seen that scale of law and like the intricacies and how you just have to know every single detail. And it was nice to see because I'm like, okay, I like this kind of like you have to investigate, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they asked me, you know, like, what do you think about this particular matter? And I gave my opinion. They were like, yeah, I mean, that's what we were going for. So I'm glad outside eyes are like getting what we were, and I'm being vague because like I'm really not allowed to tell you guys much.
Of course.
But so far it's been really fun, and I can't wait to tell you guys what I can tell you guys and all the things that I learn, and you know, I think it's going to be a good summer.
Okay, I think this is one thing you can share because it's a question for you. So you said whenever you're first describing it that it's like a totally different ball game. So for anyone out there who isn't in law school or, you know, is just trying to get their feet on the ground, like, what do you mean by that? What's a totally different ball game between a criminal firm that you were at versus the civil firm that you're at now? Like, what do you mean by that?
Okay, so at my criminal firm, it was very small.
Okay.
Okay, so it was just like my attorney and then a paralegal and then some other attorneys that had offices there, but like they're not part of it, you know? And it's just a smaller scale, you know, like all the docketing and stuff, it's in a system that's, you can access on the web, mm-hmm. you know, it's simpler. Mm-hmm. There's no processes there's no billing your hours, yeah. right? There's not having to note every single activity you do on a case that you have to, you know, bill because yeah. it's by every 10 minutes, you know,
that's like what it is at the civil firm.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just different type of work, okay. you know, at the criminal firm, I was doing more secretarial stuff and, okay. you know, I was preparing documents, but they were just like stuff like
simple
that.
Simple motions.
Simple stuff. And, you know, first day I'm thrown in, I'm like, they're like, do a discovery summary. And I'm like, what's Whoa. A discovery summary? I've never even looked at discovery, really, because yeah. all I've seen is like the stuff that the DA gives you in a packet, and that's
totally different version of discovery.
Totally different version. You know, I'm here looking through records that I don't know what these records are. I've never done this type of law.
And working in the type of law that you're working in, what kind of records are you looking at?
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, we want to take a moment to talk about something that has been a game changer for us busy lawyers, Audible.
Yes, Audible has been our go-to platform for incredible audiobooks, offering an extensive library of thrillers, nonfiction, autobiographies, and mysteries.
And guess what? We've got a special treat for you. Audible is offering a free trial to our listeners, and all you need to do is check the link in the show notes. It's the perfect opportunity to experience the magic of audiobooks without spending a dime.
Speaking of thrillers, I know you are currently hooked on Never Lie by Freda McFadden. Samantha, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. The twists and turns in Never Lie have kept me on the edge of my seat during the workday and even when I'm on my daily walks. It's like having a suspenseful companion wherever I go.
And for those looking for some financial wisdom, I have been engrossed in My Money, My Way by Kamuku Love. It's packed with practical advice on managing finances, perfect for anyone trying to navigate the complexities of money management.
What we love most is the flexibility Audible offers. As lawyers, our schedules can be unpredictable, but with Audible, we can enjoy our favorite books on the go, whether we're stuck in traffic, hitting the gym, or waiting for a court hearing.
So, if you're ready to embark on a literary journey and discover the joys of audiobooks, click the link in the show notes to start your free trial with Audible. Trust us, you won't want to miss out on this fantastic offer.
Well, it can be medical records, work contracts, pay stub. You don't know what, an HPI is unless you are a nurse or a doctor or you know that you're trained in those things. So that was interesting to kind of get my feet wet and look at all that stuff and, you know, write out what I thought. And at one point I was like, oh, I think I found a break in the case. Turns out, you know, I didn't look at the times, you know, Pacific versus Central, and that just like bummed me out because I was so excited. I was like, I think we cracked the case. And then they were like, okay, they're like, great, let's make sure we look at the timestamp and make sure it's in Central time.
And then I was like, and it's like, you've done this before, haven't you?
Yeah, they were like, yeah, these types of records, like, they usually mess up the times. And so in like tiny little letters it says Pacific. And I'm like,
oh. And the tiniest fine print.
Yes. And I was like, that. And, you know, of course, I had to look through like 30 pages to find it.
Yeah.
But it's fun. For me, if anyone knows who I am, I'm Nancy Drew. That's what they call me here in Oklahoma. And I love like you said, finding the smoking gun and like investigating and coming up with what you think of a case and like in a litigation firm where they're, you know, they want these perspectives. And I mean, that's what I love to do. I love writing this stuff out and talking to people about what they think is the best way to approach a case. And now I'm going to learn how to settle things. And, you know, there's just so much more than just, I mean, of course there's a lot of court that they do, but it's not as
a lot
much,
of outside of court.
Yeah, yeah. It's a, you know, I think depositions is like a huge thing that my firm does. And I really want to be good at that. You know, that's a skill. Like I was watching the attorney that performed the deposition and he was acting as plaintiff's counsel. And he was just coming up with these questions like on the fly, and they were just so good and like so detailed, and you could tell he just knew the case back and forth. He already knew what he wanted as your answer.
Yeah.
And when you can ask a question and you know that they can only give you an answer that you want to hear back, like that's the best way to do it. Of course, like objections, all that stuff. But it was just, I think I'm going to learn a lot this summer, and I'm really excited because I think, you know, whether I stay at the firm or don't stay at the firm, like who knows, it's going to prepare me for a lot in the future.
Absolutely. Well, this is a great time to take a break for a word from our sponsors.
So you guys, I'm really excited about this sponsor, Angela Vorpal. So she was on our podcast late last year, and she talked about how to position yourself for a job in big law and kind of what that process looks like. So definitely check that episode out. We'll link it below. But anyway, she's a former big law associate herself, and she graduated in the top 1% of her law class. I know, right? And now she's a full-time law school strategy coach. And she teaches law students all of the techniques and actions to basically master your time, craft a study strategy to get top grades, and land your first job out of law school, because that's what we all want, right? So she's putting on a free, emphasis on free, 1L masterclass for anyone who is headed into law school this cycle.
So you're probably wondering, what's in this free masterclass? It will cover the three biggest mistakes 1Ls make that prevent them from hitting their ambitious grade goals. And she's including her signature three-part framework to help you correct those mistakes and compete for top grades. So if you guys are looking to cut through the confusion and uncertainty that is 1L and really show yourself what you're capable of, be sure to check out Angela's free 1L masterclass. But man, Samantha, I wish that there was something like this when we would have started law school, because it would have been so nice to not only know what to expect, but how to consistently get an A. As you know, I haven't made one yet, so maybe I need to join this class too. It's just such a tough thing to go through law school, so don't do it by yourself and make sure and join Angela at her free masterclass.
To sign up, the link will be below, but in case you're just, you know, want to do it right now, it's www.1L, that's a number one, letter L, masterclass.com.
All right, and we're back. So as we were talking earlier, I was thinking, you know, what is our tip for people starting their first legal internship? Like, think about it. You know, we were both in unpaid positions last summer, but we know quite a few very intelligent and smart. I mean, we're all smart, guys. Don't kid yourself. But some women who got into OCI and got in the top of their class and now are at law firms this summer. And, you know, I was just thinking, like, we get so many questions or just nerves, you know, like, what do I wear? How do I act? You know, what's your tip? And it's like, oh man, I have so many. But, you know, I was thinking about it and I was just thinking, what would you tell them? You know, what would be your go-to like tip for the girls and the guys out there starting their jobs this summer?
So I think my number one tip for anyone starting at, let's say, a firm in general, usually firm jobs, depending on the firm, it, you know, like the OCI jobs, like those are hard to get. Like,
yeah,
it's not easy. Okay. So if you're going into OCI and going to one of these big firms, or you are going to a big firm any other way, you should know that they chose you for a reason. Okay. They're not just willy-nilly hiring people that they they are hiring because they want for you to be potentially an associate one day. Yeah. Don't kid yourself. You don't think they're paying you most likely, mm-hmm. and they're training you and investing in you. Yeah. So just know it's like a mutual benefit situation. Okay. So be confident. I think, I had to tell myself that, okay, they hired me for a reason. They've told me that they believe I'm going to be, they want you to succeed, because if you succeed, they get to add you onto their team. And what's better than adding a great attorney onto a team, right? Yes. So just have that in the back of your head that, yes, you might make mistakes, right? But you're learning. Yeah. Everyone knows that. If someone gives you, if someone gives you shit because you don't know something, yeah. then maybe you have to rethink, like, ooh, do I want to work here?
Yeah.
Because you know? Mm-hmm. So just keep that in the back of your mind. Like, be confident. You got the job. I mean, so many people do not get to have summer internships, especially with COVID and all this stuff. So if you're going into any internship this summer, be proud of yourself. Seriously.
I love that. That's really great advice. The more and more I think about it too, I like the last part you said about if someone tries to give you crap and, bullies you, I think that happens in certain law firms, and I think you got to be cognizant of that. And, I remember when we talked with Jasmine and she was like, listen, if you're picking a law firm and you didn't even look at them and you realize like none of these people are like me, then what are you expecting? And sometimes we go towards the OCI or the biggest firm in the area because we want that notoriety. And in reality, it's just not a good fit. And we all learn different ways, right? Some of us learn the hard way. I know I do. And it would probably take me going to OCI and being at this firm and realizing this is absolutely horrible for me to, have to realize that maybe there's a different path for me. So if a lot of you guys are out there like that, I just want to give you the energy and the vibes, right? The power to go forth and figure out in these next 3 months, we can do anything for 6, 7, 10 weeks, and figure out if this is a good fit and just relax. I think that's one of my biggest things I never do is I'm always worried that I'm going to upset someone or I'm not doing a good job or I'm not good enough at my job because, and what I'm doing even helpful. And, sis, take a breath, take a step back, be proud of yourself. Going off what Samantha said, you're supposed to be here. Remember that. And not every day is the best day at work. I think that's something I really have to remember. And I know I told Samantha about that. No one tells us when we're in undergrad that an 8-to-5 job, like one day out of the month is going to be like a really rememberable day. But the rest of it is like, I'm just here, And sometimes you just have to be there and doing the work and that pays off. It's the things we learned in law school, putting in the work, But it can just be a crazy experience. And I'm really excited for all of you guys who are working and interning, whether it's for money or not, you're learning. I know it. And we're so proud of you guys. And we can't wait to hear how your summers go.
Yeah. And just like Haley said, if you figure out that you're in an internship and you absolutely hate it, hey, good thing that you're figuring that out now and not in the real world. Okay. You don't want to take that attorney job at a, firm that you think is all cool. And then you end up hating it and you need to leave
and you're stuck.
And you're an attorney, that's no fun. And I totally encourage you guys because I know I had to leave an internship in the spring and it's not easy to quit essentially. And it's not, it's not comfortable. It's small legal community and stuff like that. But when you know that something's not right for you, you only got yourself.
Yes.
And you don't want to be in a position, right, where you don't want to go to work, mm-hmm. where you're not being fulfilled and you're not happy. And you just know that it's not for you. Mm-hmm. So, if you get these little red flags while you're at your internship, yeah. write those down. Do a pros and cons list at the end of the summer. Be like, did I, really do it because I wanted to, or is it just because it's like the top firm in the city and that's what everyone says it's cool to do?
Okay, you just saying that, writing it down, made me think of my actual tip, because this will be helpful for what you're describing. Keep a journal of your experience. I have a Google Doc and I update it. I try to do it every day. Like, I know you have off time when you're at work, and I just update it with what I've done so far. And sometimes even like the drama or different things that have happened that day, right? Just so when, like Samantha's saying, you can remember it. And two, trust me, in 2 or 3 days, you won't remember what you did. And it's just nice. It gives you confidence. It makes you think like, oh yeah, I have been doing stuff. And, it's a great way to just, you know, like Samantha said, you know, keep track of your experience. So that is my tip. Definitely journal and, write up what you've been up to in your internship, whether it's handwritten or typed out or whatever, you know, maybe even a weekly thing if you can't do it daily. But I've definitely found it beneficial. I learned that from Lady Lawyer Gang. Shout out. So
also just quick thing. I'm sure a lot of you are already part of EdgyT14's hashtag shout out. We got a shout out on there today. It was like best thing ever, obviously. But there was a post on there, I guess maybe a week and a half ago. So when you guys are listening, like 2 weeks ago, where this guy quit an internship, gave them 2 weeks, and then he got an email back from the partner. And in this email, I mean, the partner was just berating him, being like, you were the worst law clerk ever. Like, you're not smart. Like, how could you even leave? Blah, blah. Not, why'd you give 2 weeks when in the law world it's 4? Just stuff like that. Like, it was just a horrible email. And if you go on EdgyT14s, I'm sure it's still up. But if you encounter yourself in a work situation where you have people like that, I don't know. I would just say, like, get out of there as soon as you can. Mm-hmm. There are some really horrible employers. And, you know, don't put yourself through the emotional.
You won't make it.
Yeah, I just don't even know how to describe it. Like, it's just not worth your time. You're going to start to hate the.
You'll end up not being a lawyer anymore because you'll think that being a lawyer is equivalent to working at this said firm that treats you like shit. And it's just not the case. And we know that as women, we don't always stand up for ourselves, and we are here to give you that power and like let you invalidate you that, you know, like Samantha said, there are shitty people out there. So keep your eyes open and don't kid yourself if you find one, you know?
And also, you know, say something. If you need to quit, quit. Yeah. And I will help you write that email and letter because I had to do it. Okay. Yeah. So if, you know, it's just like such a balance, right? Mm-hmm. Of encouraging people to go out of their comfort zone and go to that internship. But also, like, I don't want to set anyone up that, like, you know, they think it's.
I think it goes back to exactly what you said before, the trying, the being willing to open your mind up to new things. And there's nothing wrong with giving something a try, right? Going back to saying, even if you hate it in 10 weeks at your internship, if you signed up for this, you signed a contract, you can't get out, right? Like, you can do it. Trust me. Trust me. We've all been in horrible work situations. But it's when you're there as the attorney that you were describing, and there isn't an end game in sight, an end goal, an end time frame, you know?
Also, when you are an attorney and you're actually on the case, like, as your name is on the case, like, it just is so hard to, you know, that's why they say, like, leaving firms and the whole screening, if you move to another firm, like, it's just a process that it's so much easier if you figure it out now. So,
and you know what you like, and you can go into the job interview and be able to get your feel then instead of, you know, a few weeks down the road. But it's all a learning lesson, and we're here for you guys. And we hope that some of these tips you'll implement.
Yeah. And, you know, even if you don't, that's okay too.
Yeah. We still want to hear about your internship.
We still want to hear about your internships or whatever you're doing this summer. I saw one girl on LinkedIn. She's like, in this summer, I am just going to relax. And I'm going to go to the beach, and I'm going to hang out with my family. And because that's what I need for 2L summer. And like, I love that, you know?
Yeah. She can still get a job. There's no reason. Exactly. You don't have to have a job in the summer to be successful.
Exactly. So let's say you don't have an internship this summer. That's completely okay. I promise you, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
And If you really want to have an internship and you don't have one, I would really recommend looking at pro bono opportunities. Mm-hmm. There's like Will clinics. Your school may have some clinics. I know our school, some of the professors over the summer ask people to be research assistants, and
they even made a pop-up clinic.
Even your school might be hiring at the library, stuff like that. So there's definitely opportunities to get some kind of experience if you want it. Well, guys, sorry.
Samantha's dying over here.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got like a dust in my throat. So
we all know when that happens. It's nothing's worse than when that happens, like in a cold call or something. You're like, I promise I'm not trying to get out of this. I'm just dying a little bit.
Oh my gosh. That was me. When was that? I don't know if it was at work. I honestly can't remember like my week. Sometimes I'm like, I have to like sort it into a file cabinet and be like, okay, let me go chronologically through the day to figure out what I did. But at some point doing something, I had to cough so bad. I kept on like swallowing, you know, like when you don't have any water with you.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it was? I was checking out at J. Crew. It wasn't at work. Whoopsie. See, I had
but
to,
also,
like,
you
had to
don't
think
want to cough on them because it's like weird times.
Exactly. Because, you know, in Oklahoma, if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. You know, fingers crossed that everyone out there who is not wearing a mask is vaccinated. I would hope so. But, you know, we've been fully vaccinated. So we went to go buy some work clothes, which also we are going to do some work clothes stuff. You guys are always asking about that. So it'll come. Either way, I needed to cough so bad at the register that I just started like swallowing a lot because I didn't have any water. And I was like trying not to talk because I felt like if I breathed, I would start, you know, coughing.
Yeah.
And yeah, that just happens to me a lot. So sorry, guys.
I think it happens. I think it's the worst. It happens to all of us. We've all been in that weird situation.
And I was like, oh my God, I don't have COVID. I promise.
Like
I was,
a coughing fit.
Like I was hacking up a lung. And I'm like, it's just the allergies, you know?
Yeah, it's been really bad.
Another thing. I know I keep on like adding You're things. Fine, I'm just fine. Like, guys, there's just so much to tell you. If this is the PSA we usually do. If you are going to 1L and you haven't gotten your eyes checked, or you're 2L and you're about to go to 3L, go get your eyes checked this summer, guys. I can't tell you enough how nice it is to finally have my upgraded prescription that I kept on complaining about. Yes. Got the blue light lenses. I know a lot of you guys said that they don't work. I personally feel like they do for me.
I'm going to keep telling myself they do.
Yeah. So it's been a godsend to have my eyes finally feel like they're working. So go do that for yourself, guys.
Yeah, totally agree. And guys, as always, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, connect with us on LinkedIn. And if you have any questions, slide in those DMs and ask us because we are always willing to chat with you guys.
And if you have questions where you would like multiple opinions, our Facebook group, guys, we're almost, I think we're at like 1,000 people now. Mm-hmm. It's just a great little community. People have been talking way more than usual these past few weeks. And I love seeing you guys support each other because, you know, we're students too. And it's hard, honestly, having a business and having to answer stuff. You know, we want to, we wish we could answer every single one right when we get it, but life happens. But we're so appreciative of you guys. And, you know, a lot of you have been here since the very beginning and you're in law school now, and now you're going to be 2Ls and all of that. And we're so excited for all of you 1Ls that, and all the people who are just joining us now because you're starting your law journey. So yeah, we're happy to have you here. And this summer is when we're probably the most active and, you know, the community really is thriving. So yeah, it's the perfect time to join the community.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. All right, guys, well, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay happy. And we will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Bye.